This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that touches all of us, science that influences the way we view the universe itself. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because, once again, this hour is your hour. How many times have you listened to the news and wondered, is that really true? How do they do that? How do they know that? Well, here's your chance to talk back to the national media. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. Now, there's a catch. Yes, you have to give your name, call letters of the radio station that you're listening to, or the website, and also the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Ask that question, make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Let's say you hear something new on TV, something spectacular, something that affects your life, but hey, you're all alone. You can't talk back to the TV set. The TV set isn't going to talk back to you, but we will talk back to you. So here's your opportunity to call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that has haunted you, that has bothered you. Here's your chance to ask a scientist. Let's say you're looking at the night sky and you see this tremendous array of stars and galaxies out there, and you kind of wonder, what is it all about? How much do we really know about our own backyard in the night sky? What does it all mean? Or you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question from science class that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Look dumbfounded? No. You're going to get to the phone and call 612-564-8135 and ask that question, or better yet, have your kids get on the telephone and have them ask that question. So once again, in this hour is your hour to ask any question you want. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, sir. My name is Philip, and I'm calling from Charleston, West Virginia. My question is that I just heard on the radio that the Israeli space scientist said that there are people on Mars. I know that sounds crazy. And I'd like your take on that, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about that. People on Mars. First of all, we have waves of exploration on the red planet. First, we had orbiters that went around the red planet photographing all the basic features. Then we have landers, starting with the Viking lander of 1976. And then rovers that actually rove over the territory of Mars. And our technology is so advanced now that the Chinese even sent a probe to Mars, a three-in-one shot. That is an orbiter, a lander, and a rover all in one shot. Now, let's be frank about this. We have looked really hard for any evidence of microbial life, any evidence of an artificial structure on Mars, and so far we see nothing. Nothing that resembles life as we know it on the planet Earth. Now, does that rule out aliens on Mars? And the answer is no, because there are many places on Mars that we haven't investigated very well, like the polar ice caps. We have yet to put a lander on the polar ice caps because it's simply too dangerous to do so. And second of all, underground. We don't know what's underneath the surface of Mars. All we know is that we've mapped pretty much every square mile of the surface of Mars. We've looked at rock samples on the surface of Mars. We've put rovers roving over the craters of Mars. And so far, we see nothing resembling an intelligent life form. And again, that doesn't rule it out. For example, we now know that there are lakes, underground lakes of liquid water underneath the polar ice caps. That has forced us to revise our understanding of the ecology of Mars. However, we estimate that the salt content, the brine content of these lakes underneath the polar ice caps is so high that it would probably kill any life form that we are accustomed to. So once again, there are many areas of Mars that we have not looked at, the polar ice caps underneath the surface of Mars. But so far, we see no evidence of any microbial life, no evidence of any intelligent structure. Now, there's something called pareidolia. Pareidolia is the well-documented phenomenon that you see things that aren't really there. For example, when you look at the clouds, you can't help it. Your brain forces you against your own will to see images of things that are familiar. Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse. You see all sorts of things when you look at the clouds because it's good for our survival and our evolution. So in other words, our ancestors saw things that weren't really there. Most of the time, it didn't matter. The bushes would rustle. We think we saw a tiger hiding in the forest. Most of the time, it was a false alarm. But once in a while, once in a blue moon, it saved our neck. There really was a tiger lurking in the bushes. And so that's why we evolved to see things that aren't really there. That's why we think we saw a face on Mars. There's even a rock formation that looks like Buckingham Palace, for God's sake. There's another rock formation that looks like Kermit the Frog on Mars. But when you look at these photographs from a different angle, the face on Mars, Kermit the Frog on Mars, Buckingham Palace on Mars, they all kind of disappear when you look at them from a different angle. So to answer your question really quick, are there people on Mars? Well, probably not, but you can't rule it out because there are many places on Mars that we have not yet investigated. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Jeff. I'm in Chicago. I love your show. I listen to you on YouTube. And I was just wondering if you could explain what gravity waves actually are. I know that they were actually discovered, first-hand evidence of their existence last year or something like that. I was wondering if you could explain how the experiment worked and what the conclusion was. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, it was in 1915 that Einstein came up with the idea that space and time, instead of being just a vacuum, is actually like a fabric. And the fabric, of course, can sustain waves. If you have a bed sheet and you flutter it, waves travel on the surface of that bed sheet. And so Einstein said that gravity, too, must have waves. And the next year, 1916, he published the first paper on gravity waves. Now, gravity waves are very important because it means that gravity can travel no faster than the speed of light. Let's say the sun were to disappear right now. Boom! Right now, the sun disappears. And the question is, how long would it take for you to know it? Well, the answer is 8 minutes, according to Einstein's theory of gravity waves. The gravity waves, with the information of the disappearing sun, travels at the speed of light, and therefore takes 8 minutes to reach the planet Earth. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll explain how the Nobel Prize was given to physicists who were able to use gravity waves to detect black holes in outer space. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on national radio and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Give us a call.
attention, business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This hour is your hour to make a question and make a comment about this great universe of ours. If you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, that is, humanity in outer space. That is our ultimate destiny. So find out what I'm all about by going to my website, mkaku, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm all about and what I do. Well, we had a question before the break about gravity waves. It turns out that gravity waves are like a stone dropped in a pond of water. When you drop a stone in a pond, ripples form, ripples on the surface of the pond. And Einstein said that that lake is like gravity, and waves of gravity can then disperse along the surface of that, traveling at the speed of light. Well, Einstein wrote that in 1916, but he said that probably he would not see it in his lifetime. Gravity waves are very faint, and you're right. It was not possible in Einstein's lifetime for scientists to detect gravity waves. Now we can. We have LIGO. a gigantic machine in Washington State, also another one in Louisiana, that uses laser beams. We have two laser beams making an L formation that is miles long, and any gravity wave from colliding black holes in outer space would cause a slight jiggle, a slight jiggling of these laser beams. Now, these laser beams are in tune with each other, and the slightest vibration that hits the lasers will cause an interference pattern to jiggle. And by looking at the jiggling of this interference pattern, bingo, you can detect gravity waves caused by the collision of black holes in outer space. And so we were successful. And so now we regularly can detect colliding black holes in outer space. With regularity, once every few weeks, we pick up vibrations from collisions of neutron stars and black holes in outer space. Next, we hope to put that in outer space with LISA. LISA is the Laser Interferometry Space Antenna. It's been delayed, but when LISA gets up in outer space, it'll create laser beams connected by satellites separated by miles across. And a gravity wave from perhaps the Big Bang itself will cause the laser beam to jiggle slightly, causing an interference pattern that will allow us to get baby pictures of creation itself. So we're talking about vibrations from the earliest point, the Big Bang itself, which one day may give us, who knows, baby pictures of the infant universe as it emerged from the womb 13.8 billion years ago. And who knows? Maybe such a gravity wave detector called LISA will detect an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our infant universe with a parent universe. In other words, perhaps we actually live in a multiverse of universes. That, of course, is hard to prove. That's why we need gravity wave detectors eventually in outer space. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Paco. This is Michael calling from New Hampshire. The radio station I listen to is actually in Alaska, WKFOD. And you said you shot firearms a lot in the Army. I was just wondering about how come when a bullet leaves the firearm, you can drop a bullet at the same time and fire it from the gun, and it'll both land at the same time. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that, those physics. The bullet dropping at the same time that it's shot from the barrel. Maybe you could explain it to me someday. Love your show. Bye.
Well, I'd like to explain that right now. First of all, it's true that I was in the United States Infantry at the height of the Vietnam War. I did my basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and I did my advanced infantry training with machine guns in Fort Lewis, Washington. And I basically fired most of the arsenal of the United States infantry, the M14, the M16, grenade launchers, anti-personnel weapons, and I even fired from a tank when I was in the United States infantry. And knowing physics, I could actually do calculations as we would fire rockets into the air. We would fire mortars, and I would calculate how many seconds it took for the mortar to reach its maximum point and come down. And from that, I could actually calculate the velocity of the mortar. Now, to answer your question, it's true that if I get a bullet, let's say on the moon where there's no air friction, and drop it, the time it takes for the bullet to drop on the moon is the same as if you fired it horizontally with a machine gun. Now, you may say to yourself, well, how can that be? If you fire a bullet from a machine gun, it goes a long distance away. But you're telling me that the time it takes for a bullet to be dropped vertically is the same as the time it takes for a machine gun bullet to land back on the Earth or the Moon after it's fired horizontally. And why is that? Well, this was actually first noticed by Galileo himself. he realized that horizontal accelerations and forces govern the horizontal velocity of the bullet, but the vertical is independent. That is, the forces acting on the bullet is gravity. Gravity is the only force acting on the bullet when you fire it horizontally. Therefore, the time it takes for a bullet to be dropped and land on the earth is the same, if there's no air friction, as the time it takes for a machine gun bullet to land on the ground when you fire it horizontally. Well, yes, it's true. Galileo was right. Vertical velocities are determined by vertical forces. Horizontal velocities are determined by horizontal forces. When you drop a bullet, the only force acting on that bullet is gravity, and gravity points down, not horizontal. And so we have to separate the two, okay? Now, this also affects something like the Olympics. Let's take a look at an ice skater. Sometimes you'd say that when an ice skater wants to leap into the air to do a triple axel, they have to race horizontally really fast, and then leap into the air and do that beautiful triple axel for the Olympics. Wrong. It turns out that the height you can attain by leaping into the air is strictly a function of the vertical thrust of your muscles. It has nothing to do with how fast you are moving horizontally. So in other words, as Galileo himself pointed out, horizontal velocities are determined by horizontal forces. Vertical velocities are determined by vertical forces. And the only vertical force acting on a bullet fired from a machine gun is gravity, which points down. So it defies common sense, but hey, what does common sense have to do with the universe? Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Richard. Now I'm calling from Port Aransas, Texas. And I would like to know your input on antimatter, if it's controllable, and what is it? Thank you.
Well, I've been fascinated by antimatter ever since I was in high school. In fact, when I was in high school, I actually did experiments on antimatter. I wrote to the old Atomic Energy Commission and got a sample of sodium-22, which is the same chemical, by the way, that they inject into your body when you get a PET scan at the hospital. But anyway, I got some sodium-22, put it in a cloud chamber, created a magnetic field of 600 gauss, and then saw the beautiful rays coming out of sodium-22 bending in the wrong direction. Bingo! I actually proved that I photographed the trail of antimatter while I was in high school. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then after the break, I'll talk about whether one day will antimatter take us to the stars, just like in Star Trek. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on the air is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Congress could move on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump as soon as next week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline. Without unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be January 19th, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Biden. In a tweet that was only up momentarily before it was deleted by Twitter, President Donald Trump on the official government account account said he and his supporters would look into building their own social media platform. The president's account was deleted by Twitter on Friday after a 12-hour ban issued Thursday and a warning against further violating their rules. Google is suspending the alternative social media platform Parler from being downloaded from its Play Store, citing lax rules on content moderation. The app, largely popular among conservatives. This is USA Radio News. The Arkansas man who was pictured sitting at a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office at the U.S. Capitol has been arrested by the FBI. 60-year-old Richard Barnett turned himself in on Friday. He's being held without bail. Barnett is accused of entering Pelosi's office, taking some of her mail, and leaving a note behind. The fallout of Wednesday's storming of the Capitol continues with the chief of the Capitol Police Force resigning. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after a protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a question coming in about somebody who wants to know about antimatter. Well, first of all, antimatter was predicted to exist back in 1928 by a young physicist, Adrien Maurice Dirac. And Dirac noticed that Einstein's equation was actually incorrectly stated in the media. We all know that E equals mc squared. Even children know that E equals mc squared. But the derivation of that equation requires you to take a square root. When you take a square root of a number, you can get a minus sign as well as a plus sign. So, for example, the square root of 4 could be 2 or minus 2. Because minus 2 squared is equal to 4. Therefore, the young Dirac, when he was in his 20s, said that Einstein's equations give us E equals plus or minus mc squared, so that minus could correspond to a new form of matter, antimatter. Antimatter would have the same properties as ordinary matter, but it would have an opposite charge. Now, the electron, we all know, has a negative charge. That convention, by the way, comes to us from Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin had the direction of electricity in a certain direction, and that means that the electron has negative charge. But a positron, a positive antimatter version of an electron, would have positive charge and would bend in the opposite direction in a magnetic field. And that's what I showed when I was in high school, that antimatter has the opposite electrical properties as ordinary matter. Now, why should you care? Who cares whether or not antimatter is a consequence of E equals plus or minus mc squared? Well, if you watch Star Trek, you know that the impulse engines use antimatter to fuel the Enterprise. In other words, when matter hits antimatter and they collide, they annihilate. They annihilate into a burst of energy. And how efficient is that? 100% conversion of matter into energy. You know that ordinary processes like steam engine and electric engines, they're very inefficient. Efficiencies range from, let's say, 5% to maybe 20% if you're lucky. But you get 100% conversion of matter into energy with antimatter. So what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? Why don't we have antimatter engines sending our astronauts into outer space? Because antimatter is one of the rarest substances on the planet Earth. We make antimatter in Geneva, Switzerland, with the Large Hadron Collider. But that's a $10 billion machine that can't even create enough antimatter to light a light bulb. That's how rarefied, that's how rare antimatter is, that a teaspoon of antimatter would be enough to blow up a city, but the cost of that would bankrupt the United States. So in other words, we know that antimatter exists. Maybe one day antimatter will take us to the stars, give us infinite energy on the planet Earth, but the catch is a very rare substance. One day, perhaps, we'll find an antimatter meteorite in outer space from which we can harvest fantastic amounts of energy. But right now, we can't do that. So, sorry about that. If you're a Star Trek fan, you can dream about antimatter engines, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. And also, by the way, several years ago, Congress was jolted by the fact that the Russians may be working on the antimatter bomb. And there were a lot of newspaper headlines saying that there's an antimatter gap. The Russians are ahead of us, creating antimatter bombs. Wrong. They would have the same problem. It would bankrupt Russia for them to build an antimatter bomb. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to get right back to your listener phone calls on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, this hour is your hour. All you have to do is call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. And maybe your question will be broadcast on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Larry calling from New York City. I'm listening to you on YouTube. I would like to ask about the physics behind jetpacks. For example, Boba Fett, he seems to have a jetpack on his back that he flies with. It seems like it would fly straight, but I recently saw something on the White Rabbit project where this man actually designed a jetpack that was actually workable that he flew over Dubai. Except the difference was that it actually had wings on the back so that he could actually stabilize. So the question I would ask is, out of curiosity, if Boba Fett were actually flying around on his jetpack, would it conceivably fly straight, or would he actually, like, zip around the sky randomly because he doesn't have wings to, like, stabilize his flight? Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, jetpacks were actually first made available for practical purposes by the Nazis during World War II. Yes, the Nazi army needed ways to negotiate bridges which were blown up by the Allies, and in order to hop across a broken bridge, they equipped their Nazi soldiers with jetpacks. They used hydrogen peroxide, and hydrogen peroxide is rather volatile and under certain circumstances can be used for a jetpack. So what's the catch? How come we don't have armies, just like with Buck Rogers, equipped with jetpacks? The reason is very simple. Hydrogen peroxide will only give you thrust for a few minutes. Now, maybe you saw a James Bond movie where James Bond actually puts on a jetpack and sure enough goes into the air. But they neglected to point out that they spliced together different segments of James Bond flying with a jetpack, so it appeared as if he could fly indefinitely. So in other words, the absence of a portable power pack is one of the reasons why we don't have many science fiction gadgetry made available to us. Jetpacks, flying cars, hoverboards, all the things that you see in science fiction movies, well, the problem is a portable power pack. That's why we don't have ray guns. We can build a laser beam that has the power of a ray gun, but how do you energize it? You need a nuclear power plant to energize that ray gun, and that's not very practical to have Buck Rogers with a ray gun energized by a nuclear power plant put on his back. So in other words, jetpacks are possible, but you mentioned the question of stability. It turns out that it is possible to build jetpacks that can maneuver by altering the thrust of the jetpack. In other words, we have Newton's laws of gravity, and for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So the thrust can create motion because of the burning of hydrogen peroxide. And in order to maneuver, to zigzag, to make formations with the jetpack, you would have to move the jetpack itself. So you're just not hovering vertically. Now with wings, that would give you much more leverage, much more stability, and much more maneuverability. But, you know, rockets can also do that too, but you have to be very careful by altering the trajectory of the rocket. Now, one person who takes advantage of this is Elon Musk. Elon Musk revolutionized rocketry by commercializing reusable rockets. Rockets that go up and then stop and then come back again because of their own thrust. So to summarize, it is possible to use jetpacks that can maneuver, but if you want a high degree of maneuverability, wings are preferred because, of course, sometimes these jetpacks can become unstable. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
John Roberts, my question to you is a question about consciousness. Does consciousness come from a fertilized egg, or are we entities of consciousness knitted to DNA bodies? We are not our bodies, but live through them.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll tackle the question of consciousness, which, of course, is something that we scientists are still baffled about. But if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio with that question. Give us a call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air to ask that question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call later to the radio station or the city or the YouTube channel that you're listening to, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question that really takes us to the very edge of science itself. The question is, well, what is consciousness? Well, for that matter, what is life? Does life start at the instant of conception or when you're physically born? And what does DNA have to do with all that? Well, first of all, let me say that the English language has many words that are not rigorously scientifically defined yet, because science is still trying to catch up to the English language. There are words like life and consciousness for which there is no uniform definition. For example, is a virus alive? Is the coronavirus alive? It is a self-replicating, autocatalytic molecule, but does that qualify it to be living? And for that matter, what about the fertilized egg? Is that alive? Is that a life form? And the question is, what is consciousness? Is consciousness self-awareness? Is it waking up in the morning and knowing that you're alive? Well, let me be very, very clear about this. Science does not have rigorous definitions for certain words that are common in the English language because science is still catching up to things. However, let me say that scientists, even today, are still debating the question of what is consciousness. Is consciousness self-awareness? In which case, are robots self-aware yet? Are they conscious? And what about people? Are you conscious when you fall asleep? So, these are questions for which there's no uniform definition. Now, I have my own definitions. In my book, The Future of the Mind, which was also a New York Times bestseller, I even give you a definition of what I think consciousness is. And it is different from the definitions that some people make. But again, there's no uniform definition of consciousness. For me, consciousness is the ability to sense your environment and understand all the feedback loops necessary to create an image of where you are in space, in time, and with regards to society, and also with regards to the future. What separates our consciousness from animal consciousness? Let's do an experiment. Go home tonight and talk to your dog and teach your dog the meaning of tomorrow. Well, I think you'll find out that you cannot. You cannot talk to animals about the meaning of tomorrow. They have only a vague sense of time. They do understand time. But concepts like the future, the past, concepts like tomorrow, next year, they operate by instinct rather than by consciousness. We, however, can create a mental picture of our position in space, time, in society, and also in the future. We daydream. We constantly think about the future. We create images of the future in our mind. We can actually visualize the world after we're gone. Centuries after we're gone, we can still visualize the future. Animals cannot. So animals, are they conscious? I think they are, but they have a different kind of consciousness. Their consciousness is one of space and time and society. Animals understand their role in society. Animals understand where they are in space, where they are in time. But consciousness is much more than that. Well, as I said before, there's no uniform definition of these things. So I threw out my definition, which is contained in my book, The Future of the Mind. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and the radio is WYAB in Mississippi. And my question concerns biomes. And I was just looking at the biomes of the world and then learning about the biomes of the body. And now we know about the gut and lots of other parts of the body have microbiomes. And I wanted to know how you feel like as systems, these different biomes on a macro and micro level share things in common, talk to each other, and can learn from one another. Thank you.
Well, when you first learn about health and medicine when you're in school, you learn about different biomes as if they are independent kingdoms unto themselves. Each biome has an ecology associated with it. We learned about digestion. We learned about reproduction. We learned about our sensory organs, as if they don't talk to each other. But now we realize that that view is rather myopic. The fact is that Mother Nature is much more sophisticated than we gave her credit for. And all these different biomes of the body, that is our sensory organs, touch and eyesight and the ability to taste, all these different realms, kingdoms of the human body, they all talk to each other. And how do they talk to each other? We're just beginning to unravel the language by which the body communicates with itself. Well, we know about hormones, of course. Hormones are released by the adrenal glands and can prepare your body for flight or fight. So we know that hormones is one way in which the body talks to itself. Another way, of course, is through different chemicals. For example, Viagra, we now realize, was made possible because scientists began to try to understand the transport of molecules within our body. And lo and behold, Viagra accidentally came out as a consequence. Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and I have a new book coming out. Find out about my new latest book by going to mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And maybe you can find out about how to get on Science Fantastic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.